Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. Michael is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. His company is E Pluribus Partners, and we're talking about your employees, folks. We're talking about your team. We're talking about your team members and the folks who help you who help you leverage your business model in the marketplace, who take you to the market and serve you so well. But we're not just talking about their relationship with you. We're talking about their relationship with the world, with their families, with their neighbors, with and as Michael said, their expectation of what they should be getting, what kind of fulfillment they should be getting from you and from their work, from the time that they spend with you. And, you know, when you said expectation a minute ago, Michael, I also said to myself, anticipation.
And I
know some people might say, well, what's the difference? But I really feel that they come to work expecting something, as you said, but that anticipation is really a further out on that edge, isn't it?
Yeah, they come to work hoping for it. And it's interesting. You see, in most businesses, that people come in and they want to give their best efforts, and their enthusiasm level is very high for the first 6 months, and then usually that's about the time that it dives in a lot of businesses, but not always, you know. And it also tends to be very dependent upon the particular leader they work with. So in large companies, you'll see there are leaders who sustain that high level of enthusiasm in employees, but most leaders, you know, that's a small number. It's about 20 to 30% of the leaders are able to sustain that enthusiasm,
right,
and desire to give their best effort. But in about 6 months, for most leaders, you see that number fall off the table, and people are they lose their enthusiasm because the reality doesn't live up to their hopes.
But how much of that little scenario that you just described, how much of that is a product of the company relationship, and how much of it is are you saying that we're learning that their personal lives have a lot to do with this, maybe more than the other part of the relationship?
That's part of it, because they come in with different levels of needs for relationships, you know, depending upon what their life outside of work is. But what primarily drives their enthusiasm in the workplace is, you know, there are a number of factors, of course, but when it comes to relational issues, it's the people they interact with on a day-in and day-out basis. That's why, Jim, you may go into a company and find one team that's, you know, highly enthusiastic and engaged and very productive and creative. You may walk 100 yards down the hall and find a team that's just the people are basically dead weight in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're dying. And a lot of it is, it depends on the character of the leader and the people on the team.
But see, you're putting a lot of extra pressure on managers when you talk about these things, Michael, because it makes it sound like we're supposed to not only provide these people with a job and fulfillment at work, professional fulfillment, advancement opportunities, career counseling, training, et cetera, but we're also now responsible for their happiness?
Well, no, only if you care about their productivity. If you don't care about their productivity, then you don't.
So let me rephrase that then. So you're saying, mm-hmm, now if I want my employees to be productive, I have to get involved in trying to help them become happy?
Well, Jim, here are the facts. The facts are that, 25% of the people are coming into the workplace with a high need for community because they live alone. It's also interesting to see that 25% of the people in America have no one, over the last 6 months, they have not had a conversation about an issue that's important to them with another individual because they have no one in their lives that they can go to.
Wait a minute. You're saying they've gone 6 months without talking to anybody about something close to them?
Yes. Isn't that astounding?
That is astounding.
It really is. So it just shows, you know, America's becoming, in some ways, a lonely country because of these trends, and it leads to dysfunction in terms of, you know, we know that when people are lonely, they are more irrational in terms of the risks they take. They tend to procrastinate. They make unhealthy choices.
Did any of the research that you found this information from talk about the generations, Gen X, Gen Y, baby boomers, et cetera, that differentiate?
Yes. The younger generations are coming into the workplace with a higher expectation for community. And I think that you could argue that they've seen the lack of that in their parents' lives, and they don't want anything to do with that.
Well, they also, and I don't mean this to be derogatory at all, but they also were really never allowed to go play by themselves, just to go entertain themselves, and they were always, the play dates were arranged for them. They weren't allowed to go out in the street and pick up buddies and hang out, hang out on the corner kind of thing, like you and I were.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true, and so. That's the reality of what we're dealing with.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But I think the beauty is that a lot of what leaders can do is not that difficult. I'm not saying we need to become, counselors in their private lives. I think if we see issues that are there serious dysfunction in their work lives, then, maybe we need to help guide them to someone who can help them. But even just taking the time to connect with your direct reports, getting the people that you directly mm-hmm. report to you, getting them out to lunch or taking some interest in
if they act like they want to talk about something, let them talk about it.
Yeah, or even take the initiative to get them out to lunch, your direct uh-huh. reports, and expect your direct yeah. reports to do the same thing with their direct reports. And there are a few other things we can talk about in a minute.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we need these tools. We're going to do that right after this break, folks. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Michael Stoddard is our guest. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out and all the things that Michael has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.